This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit. But opposition parties said they wouldn't support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date to ensure the country does not crash out of the bloc without a deal. The Prime Minister, without a loss of words, expresses frustration.
I earlier urged the House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
A report from the New York Times says that the U.S. Commerce Secretary threatened to fire political appointees at the National Weather Service for contradicting U.S. President Trump, who said 2 weeks ago that Hurricane Dorian was headed for the U.S. state of Alabama. While a very early forecast map showed a slight chance Dorian would strike the state, all revised forecasts said it would see no impact from the storm. Mr. Trump sent out several tweets insisting Alabama would be hit. The National Weather Service office in Birmingham, Alabama, tweeted a contradiction. No impacts from Hurricane Dorian will be felt in Alabama. The report says Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross telephoned the acting chief of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Neil Jacobs, ordering him to repair the damage done by the tweet. On Friday, the agency, which is in charge of the National Weather Service, released an unsigned press statement criticizing the Birmingham office. This is VOA News. Israel has